A new report released by Plan International Australia found that menstrual health has become significantly more challenging since the beginning of the pandemic. The report shows women and gender-diverse people from 22 countries around the world, including Australia, struggle with limitations for feminine hygiene products and access to information since the pandemic began. Eduardo Jordan spoke with the Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at Plan International Australia, Hayley Cull.
We've released this report called Periods in a Pandemic, which looks at how COVID has impacted people managing their period around the world since the start of the pandemic. Plan International is the charity for girls' equality. We're very interested in how different global issues are affecting girls around the world. And so we've spoken to 62 experts in 22 countries, and we've found that there's a real lack of information for girls who are managing their periods for the first time. They're facing decreased privacy, increased stigma, and real shortages in accessing period products as a result of the pandemic.
I'm assuming people who menstruate overseas face more challenges than in Australia just because of the nature of the pandemic. How has COVID affected both demographics?
Yeah, look, you're right. There's challenges really for both. So here in Australia, we do know that people who menstruate are facing some challenges. For many, they've been reluctant to visit their GPs about their sexual and reproductive health because they might be afraid to get the virus. And there have been sort of some instances of price hikes or shortages of period products when panic buying has set in. And what we see though is that these problems are perhaps a bit more severe and certainly a lot more common in a lot of the other countries that we work in. We know that in a lot of countries, people who menstruate are really facing these challenges very much on a daily basis.
There are very interesting finds on these reports. Number one, the finding of hygienic products has increased and the supply is limited. Why do you think this has happened?
Supply chains have been really disrupted as a result of the pandemic. Trying to move products from one place to another when there are border closures or restrictions on movement has often made distribution really difficult, and particularly to the most remote areas. We've also seen that some smaller scale producers have actually shut down completely. Quite often shops and markets have remained closed, or people are just avoiding them because they're afraid of getting the virus in those kind of places as well. In some places that we've seen that all of this has led to, I guess, quite understandable price hikes because there's a shortage of products. In other places, we've actually seen prices of period products inflated kind of opportunistically as well by retailers.
So another key finding that this report found out is the lack of information and services has worsened. Could you please expand a bit on this?
Schools are a really important access point for information and support for people who are getting their period, and especially for those who are getting their period for the first time. And we know that in large parts of the world, schools are still closed. Often these schools have switched to remote learning, but in those remote forms of learning, quite often the information about periods and sexual and reproductive health is not translating into that remote learning kind of space. We know that in a lot of communities, talking about periods is still quite taboo, so it's often not discussed at home. And so schools really are a very, very important source of information for a lot of young people. Community and health centres are really important for this as well. But again, because of extended lockdowns, a lot of community and health centres have remained closed.
And that goes to my next question. Why do you believe stigma and shaming has worsened during COVID, according to your findings, especially because during the pandemic, women and people who menstruate are still doing it anyway?
That's absolutely right. And what we see is that a lot of the increases in stigma and period shame have come down to living in very close quarters. People are sort of losing that privacy that is so important when you're menstruating. We've also seen that in some cases, because of fear of getting the virus, only one family member will go out on every few days or every week to get the essential supplies for the whole household. And quite often that'll be a father or a brother. And girls and women are reluctant to ask them to get the products that they need. There might be a sort of shame or stigma attached to that.
Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at Plan International Australia, Hayley Cull there, ending that report by Eduardo Jordan. A study by the University of Sydney's astronomers into a galaxy 320 light years away